That sigh kind of betrays the heaviness in her heart. Just for the ongoing challenges our country is facing, you know, the violence and the and it's like the shootings that continue to happen. So many that it's now hard to keep track of them. I found a long list in LA Times of, you know, of the all the mass shootings. It's like a thing that's happening. And we all are asking the question, what do we do about this? And this Torah portion this week, Tazria Mitzora, I think is perhaps has some magic for us in that exploration, in that this somewhat technical Levitical articulation of the skin ailments that appear, many categories, this color, that color, this hair, that depth. But the gist of what I think that the Torah is teaching us is something like tsa'arat, a skin ailment that makes us tum'ah, which makes us impure, is something that has to have a certain depth, a certain character. And very interesting, the Torah doesn't tell us what tsa'arat is. It doesn't give us the source. It just gives us the symptoms, and tells us that when we have tsa'arat, when we have this particular manifestation, physical, visible manifestation bubbling up on our skin, then we are tum'ah, that we are impure, and then we have different prescriptions on how to treat that. Leave the camp for a certain amount of time until you begin to heal, and then make certain offerings, and then make a mikveh, go into the waters. In one case, we offer living birds. One we slaughter and we use the blood on the other with spring water, and we release it in what seems like a shamanic ritual of expiation. But what I see is at least some articulation, some understanding that sometimes something deep within us bubbles to the surface, and we have to address it. The community cannot maintain itself when this is happening, and so we send that person out of the camp to do their work, to do their healing. In my imagination, they go and they have a deep sit out of camp, away from family and community, and commune with the natural world, to return and give offerings through that sacred fire that, you know, in our ancient technology we used as a way of then connecting, giving gratitude, releasing energies, using the ancient technology of herbs, hyssop and cedar, spring water. And at the very least, at least an understanding that there's something deeper that we have to address at times. And I connect this to the, you know, the recent shooting in Indiana, the death of Dwayne Wright in Minneapolis during the trial of, you know, Derek Chauvin, you know, who took the life of George Floyd. It's a sea of deeply rooted societal ills that we keep on being shown while in the midst of this pandemic, the coronavirus. And it feels to me like an important moment to pause, as many of us, God willing, are getting vaccinated without any consequence, that we are becoming ready to open up our societies again, to take a moment and pause in Tazria, in the exploration of what might Sa'arat be, what is the deeper thing on our flesh that appears, but also appears on the walls of our homes, something that persists not just in our ephemeral being, but also in stones, that which is foundational in our lives. What are these things that are so deep that the This pandemic time has forced us to take pause, and within that has erupted powerful movements, increasing awareness, deep connection across communities that we have not had access to before. And I know that within Wilderness Torah, for example, we have been inspired to apply for and receive a grant from the Jews of Color Field Building Initiative, and we're hiring now a consultant to come in and help us root out the tazria, the ta'arat, the of racism that lives in me, that lives in our organizational structure, that lives in our programs. And I just want to invite us to, before we run back out into the world, God willing, and normalize life once again, God willing, to really harvest the winter of the pandemic as we move towards the spring of new life. And if you have begun to deepen the work of your own personal liberation from Sa'arat, that which is deeper inside the bones of your life, and in your organizations, in your families, in your communities, and continue to deepen these conversations so that we may return back to the village, return back to village life, like we've been out of the camp for over a year, you know. Let us go back pure, more pure, but not naive to think that that work finishes, that we continue that work. And so I bless us all tonight from this heavy heart. That, you know, honoring all those who've been lost from mindless violence and deep-seated racism and deep-seated pain in our culture, that we may continue to be agents of change and take the lessons of this year retreat out of the camp into the camp as we return together. And with that, just a blessing of peace, wholeness, and healing for all communities, especially those with the least privilege and the most challenged, communities of color, and communities that are challenged at this time. Blessings, blessings. Shabbat shalom.